All right, O to the M to the G, you are here for our season finale episode. Listen, 2023 season finale. We are so excited because today we are going to be chatting all about balancing mental wellness as a solopreneur. And listen, today's guest, she's hanging out in the virtual green room. She might be enjoying some virtual snacks back there. And she says, let's get brighter and better together. Soleil Lindsay is with us. She offers mental wellness merch for resilient humans on the grow. And this is episode 716 of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, our 2023 season finale. We're going to get right into it right after this quick intro. Don't you move.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Why y'all so happy?
And you don't know? Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette
Mitchell.
Well, hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting live from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard and seen all across the World Wide Web. So we know that our live streaming platforms are sending out notifications, letting you know, hey, girl, Charvette is on. And so we are excited to have you all coming in from three different places in Facebook, from our YouTube channel. Hey, YouTube, listen, I see some YouTube viewers, Jay. Thank you for being here from, listen, Atlanta, well, originally Philadelphia. Can you send me a cheesesteak or a steak or whatever I'm supposed to say? I know I'm saying it wrong. Anyway, we're excited to have you. We're excited to have LinkedIn coming in, Twitter and Twitch. Certainly, we appreciate all of you that are listening to our talk radio show platform, Blog Talk Radio, and those that listen later in the podcast version, Apple Podcasts. Y'all are like still at the top. But shout out to all of the podcast options. I'm so excited to be with you. Yes, episode 716. Like, we are not new to this. We are true to this. But this is also our season finale for 2023. So let me greet a few people that I see joining us in the virtual studio. Cannot do this without my mother, like my bio mother. Hey, Mom, thanks for being here. Hey, Cookie, thank you for coming on in from New York. Hello, Penny. Thank you so much for being here. Hey, girl. Hey, we are excited to have you. That is my Facebook community. That's how we talk to each other. So shout out to Marketing Tips with Charvette community that is listening in. If you're brand new to me, you might be saying, I don't even know who this is. Let me introduce myself. I am Charvette Mitchell. I am the founder of Mitchell Productions, and we work with high-achieving women entrepreneurs. A few lucky men get sprinkled in all around, helping them generate more revenue and get more customers by focusing on their marketing, their visibility, and their branding. And we also offer training and coaching solutions for government clients and corporate clients. So we're excited to have you here. Hey, Carla R. Jenkins over on YouTube. Hello, LaTanya. Thank you for being here. So today's segment, it's going to be so good. Listen, trust me on this. Go ahead and tag a friend. Tell them, listen, you need to come in now. We're going to be talking about balancing mental wellness as a solo entrepreneur. And I think this is the perfect time of the year to talk about this. Certainly mental wellness and mental health is throughout the whole entire year. And we have several clients that are in the therapy field. So we love bringing awareness to this topic. And so let me share a little bit about our guest who is waiting in the virtual green room to come up. We are excited to have joining us here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, Soleil Lindsay. She is a speaker, a business owner, and entrepreneur based in Richmond, Virginia. We broadcasted from Richmond, Virginia. She's also a fraternal twin. She's a daughter and a proud mother. Soleil has worn many hats and has a creative and professional background that consists of modeling, confidence coaching, brand ambassadorship, event planning, real estate, and nonprofit work. But guess what? She is now shining in her purpose as the owner of Soul Rise Essentials. Soul Rise Essentials offers mental awareness and affirmation, jewelry, apparel, and accessories for the resilient human on the grow. Soleil also speaks at events, panels, and high schools on topics such as entrepreneurship and mental wellness and overcoming adversity. And she's received certificates in the areas of business, e-commerce, and retail from names such as NASDAQ, FedEx, eCornell, Hampton University, and more. Put your hands together. Welcome up live on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, Soleil. Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey.
We're excited to have you. How are you doing?
Good. Today has been a day, so this is a really timely conversation, but I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Loving. I said before we came on air, loving the Federo, like on brand. Oh, listen, we get to together. We get to together here. Welcome again to all those. Oh, thank you. Penny is already saying, so need this. You're in the right place, Penny. And so I'd like to go back and as we have this conversation, balancing mental wellness as a solo entrepreneur, like how did we even get here? And take us back to like that 18, 19 year old Soleil.
So it's interesting that you ask that question because I've actually been revisiting that period of my life within the last couple of months. So some of this stuff is really fresh because it's been coming back up. You know, I think sometimes we feel we've gotten over things, but sometimes they come back up to the surface, they bubble up, and you have to address it again. So when I was around 17, 18 years old, coming out of high school, I eventually got myself into some real trouble because I was getting in trouble to this incident happening, but I got caught in the school to prison pipeline system. So again, live in Richmond, Virginia, went to Richmond Public Schools. Shout out to John Marshall, all my JM campuses. And on campus, we had metal detectors. There was a lot of fighting in the school at the time, violence. And so I know the conversation is coming up now about like metal detectors in school, but that was the norm for me.
Yeah.
That to say the school setting, it was a lot to endure. So I got in some trouble that eventually led me through that school to prison pipeline system. And that's what shook me and woke me up because my mom tried to like do a scared straight situation with me prior to this happening. And that didn't even work. So I was one of those kids that needed, you know, a real life shock. You gotta touch the stove to see that it's hot for yourself to stay out of trouble. And so that's kind of what started my journey. But prior to that incident, you know, just being in an urban setting and seeing things that you shouldn't see as a child and as a teenager really shape and mold how you view the world. It affects your mental health. And so it's full circle now. But those are some of the things that led up to me starting this business. And I can look back and see, okay, you had to go through that to get here.
Yeah. And literally VCU just featured you in a magazine. I saw you posted that a few hours ago on your, you know, on your Instagram. So it's not where we start, right? It's where we are ending up and our journey continues. And so when did the mental wellness piece, like when did you recognize, okay, I need to pay attention to my mental wellness?
I would say when I was about 19 or 20 years old, like my early 20s kind of shifting into that age range. Because I went natural, I cut my hair, and then that lifestyle change kind of flowed into the rest of my life. And so I started to figure out how, you know, what other ways I could be well. So what am I eating? How much sleep am I getting? Who am I hanging around? What am I watching? Things like that. It really was a full circle moment for me that I just made me transfer, transfer those habits. I'm so sorry, y'all. My son is in my office.
No, listen, this is reality TV. Hello. Listen, and I know that there are entrepreneurs out there who can relate. Like, hey, Charvette, you tell me to do video. This is why I don't do video. Listen, we're gonna make him a part of the show. We're gonna make him a part of the show. No problem. So, that's okay. That's okay. Listen, reality TV. And so when did Soul Rise Essentials come about? Like, so it's one thing to kind of have awareness about, your mental wellness, but like starting a business that's really kind of based around helping other people with that.
Yeah. So I'm going to tie it back down to the last question. So I would say my early 20s, I started adopting different lifestyle habits. And so that triggered me to start learning about my brain and mental wellness and the things that I was experiencing. And so that started in my early 20s. Now I'm in my early 30s. I started my business about 2 years ago. And that came during the pandemic. You know, it was a transition period for a lot of different people. And sitting with myself, just like all of us did for, 2 to 3 years, like really analyzed my life and the things that I had gone through and how I was going to make it purposeful for me. And so I tried to figure out, okay, if you want to start a business, what type of business are you going to start? And I just remember there being this ring that I would always, I would find it and lose it. I would always, I would lose it, but then I would find it at like really rough periods in my life. So say I'm going for like a job interview or something like that. I would always find that ring and I would put it on. And I just remember the way that it made me feel. And all it said was something very simple. It was a very simple statement. It said, shine on. And on the inside of it, it had something engraved but that only I could see. But I just remember how I felt. I felt empowered. I felt like it was something for just for me that, you know, that really touched me on a spiritual level and that helped me get through whatever those pressing moments were in my life. So that's what made me decide what type of business I wanted to start, because I wanted to create those same feelings for other people.
Oh, so well said. And if you're just jumping on in and you're like, hey, I'm coming on in, what are we talking about? We are here with our guest, Soleil Lindsay, a speaker, business owner of Soul Rise Essentials. And I think like soul, and you think your soul. And so this was like great. And how did you come up with the name? Was it just an epiphany? Or
it was an epiphany, because at first I'm like, what am I going to call this business? My name, Soleil, is a French word. My mom spells mine a little different. It's supposed to be S-O-L-E-I-L, but it's a French word that means sun. So like sunshine. Ooh. And then the word soul, S-O-L, is sun, but in Spanish. And so, like you said, it's a play on words. It means like sunshine, but also it's an internal thing as well. So your soul rises again after hardship. Your soul can rise again after things that you've been through, whether that includes mental health bouts or not. And so even with my new logo that I have, this is a representation of like a half sun. And then you move over. So this is where you can be. You can be at rock bottom, right? But then you transition over with community. And this is like a full sunshine. So it's a play on words and different visuals as well. So your inner soul can rise again with proper community, which is what we're all about.
Oh, love it. Love it. Love it. And so this kind of balancing mental wellness and being a solopreneur, some mompreneurs, you know, that are listening in as well. And I think there are some things about entrepreneurship that a lot of times we don't like necessarily talk about, like the embedded, like they're like, you're in a class of your own, especially if you're a solopreneur. You feel like you have to do like every single thing. There's rejection, like embedded in to entrepreneurship. And so do you have a couple tips for people who are really kind of balancing, even if they feel like my mental wellness is slipping or there's some impacts? What would you say to that person?
So number one, I would say, and I know it sounds cliche, but you have to know through and through what your why is, why you started this business. I feel like I'm pretty clear on that, right? But then I have to figure, okay, what is my value? What am I going to bring to the market? What's going to set me apart? Because if you don't know that on those rough days, because they will come, you're going to have to back to that. Those are going to be some questions that you have to be able to understand and regurgitate without even thinking about it, because you need something that's going to lift you up to remind you, okay, why did I do this again? Because you got to be a little crazy to be an entrepreneur. Like, it is not an easy journey, but for those of us that have purpose, that have entrepreneurship in our purpose, and you know, it's not easy. You have to have a lot of grit. And so your why through and through, and what value you're bringing to the market. Just remember that. And also prioritization. There is nothing that I, especially as a mompreneur, solo mompreneur, everything has to go on a calendar, whether that be a paper calendar, a digital calendar, a combination of the two. You got to be okay, organized.
Like calendars all around here.
You have to be organized, because there's a lot of work to do. And like you said, if you're a solopreneur, who else is doing it except for you? And you know, you don't want to be late showing up to places or forgetting you're doing this, because you are the customer service industry or the customer service department within your business. So you always want to show up and, you know, just be the best representation, not only of yourself, but for your business as well, customer service wise.
Yeah. Let me add on to that point in something I kind of quote, I grabbed from your Instagram. And I love that you say the only person who has to deal with the internal pressure to get everything done is you. Wow. And then you went on to say, pause, breathe, prioritize. Yeah.
Very, very important. And I, you know, a lot of the things that I put on my merch are for me. It's right now that says joy, because I'm in a space where I want to call in more joy in my life. So when people see it, you know, it's like, oh, it sparks conversation. Number one, like, what does that say on your necklace again? So you kind of got to lean in a little bit to see what it says.
Yeah.
But then it's a conversation starter. So you're wearing it for other people so they can see it. It creates community because the conversation starts to flow. But it's for me. Like, I change these necklaces out, our affirmation necklaces, periodically, So there's one that I have that says love. When I want to call in more love, when I want to remember that self-love or that I am loved by my tribe, I'm putting on the loved affirmation necklace. When it's my soul tribe, when I'm feeling a little lonely or like I'm in trenches by myself, I'm calling in, you know, my community, the soul tribe. So I'll put that necklace on.
And I love, I'm just going to share this. You have a t-shirt that is, and there's an affirmation that you say, pack light. What does that, talk to us about pack light and what that, you know, that really, that affirmation is speaking about.
Yeah. So if you are a neo soul R&B lover, then you have heard the song Bag Lady by Erykah Badu. Song that I grew up hearing a lot, but it wasn't until I became an adult that I listened to those lyrics with new ears, adult ears.
Yeah.
And I'm like, something deep. It's not just about physical bags and putting down the bags, but also those mental, emotional bags as well. So for Soulrise Essentials, the way that I interpret that is multiple ways. So packing light physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and whatever that looks like for you. Is what it looks like for you. And sometimes when I wear my shirts and my hats that say pack light, they mean different things. So when I'm in a good mood, I feel like I want to pass it on to everybody else. I'm shining my light, my internal light. I'm packing light and spreading that out to everybody else. Yeah. But, you know, if there's some things going on in my life and I need to remember to just, you know, woosah and let it go, that's what pack light means on those days. I have a lot of people that travel and they wear the pack light shirts. And it's hilarious because I'm truly a physical bag lady in my life.
It's like all the bags.
All the bags. And so I want to make like a tote bag that says pack light, but it's like, I'm going to have like three of them on my back because I got too much going on. But it means a lot of different things to shine your light, to shine God's light, to feel his light and all the other things that I mentioned before, but most of all, the mental wellness piece, just to kind of whatever it is from your past childhood, even things happening right now, not to say get over it, but address it, feel it, and then release it. So.
Oh, that's good. And I'm always thinking about the Wiz, you know, ease on down the road. Don't you carry nothing that might be a load. Ease on down the road.
There it is.
Ease on down the road. Oh, that's good. And I love how you've got like merch behind you. So you've got, you also have Do Good, Be Good, which I see that purple, purple shirt like behind you. And so, talk to us about like Do Good, Be Good, and these kind of affirmations, which are helping balance, you know, your mental wellness. And even if there's someone saying, do affirmations really work? Should I even really try this kind of?
So the thing about Soulrise Essentials, with it being affirmation and mental wellness merch, these are subtle reminders. Like it's just a t-shirt. It's just a hat. It's just a necklace. But you add purpose and meaning to it when you put statements on them that subconsciously you're thinking about throughout the day, right? Sometimes even if you don't believe something, like you, once you see it, it starts to plant those seeds. And so with faith, you know, you sometimes with faith, again, you gotta be a little crazy because it's like you have to believe things that you don't see yet.
Yes,
it's a physical representation of being good and doing good. And the story behind this particular phrase is for people like me. So when I was younger, I got into a lot of trouble. Right. Now I'm not that girl anymore. But sometimes I do have that imposter syndrome that creeps in and say, you know, you used to do this. They probably don't think that about you. Things like that. Mm-hmm. But it's like, no. Now I am doing good and I'm being good. And for the people that are still on that journey and they, you know, may have gotten arrested or may have abused substances or something like that. Put that on so you can remember who you want to be. So you're seeing it and it's planting those seeds. So a lot of my merch have, they have multiple meanings to them. So you put the meaning on what you need it to mean for any given day. Like I said, today it could mean one thing and tomorrow you're going to feel something completely different and it'll mean something different for you. This is actually a toddler shirt and I have some for like bigger kids as well. They wear it to school and my son loves to wear his, so it helps him. You're setting those reminders and examples for them even at a young age. I go to school, I should be doing good and I should be being good. So
again, that's good. Children and adults, and you can pick up this merch from soulriseessentials.com. if you're listening to the podcast version of this, look down below in the show notes. You can see the full bio for our guests and connection points right there. And then you also have a mental wellness manifesto on your site. And so talk to us about like this really kind of self-declaration that you've written out and kind of a template for people to go by.
Yeah, so I'll actually hold it up so you all can see it. Our gifts, our merch, they make great gifts. And so if you know somebody in your life that's kind of struggling a little bit, or they're on a mental wellness, or they just started therapy, they're really digging in deep. This is something that I created. I have it on my wall in my home. It's bright, it's colorful, and it's just, you know, I'll read a sample from it. It says, from this day forward, my mental health and wellness is top priority in my life. Not only for me, but so that I can show up as my highest self and with a full cup. I will not dim my light. Instead, I will shine brightly in my uniqueness. I vow to uphold healthy boundaries with myself and with others. So we're gonna mess up sometimes, right? We set these goals for ourselves, and sometimes we fall off track. So this is just a declaration where you can put today's date, the month and the year, and at the end you signed your name. It's a declaration for yourself to just take care of yourself. So again, if you know or yourself, you know, you're struggling with something, you need to see physical reminders around your home. I know some people do like the sticky notes on their mirrors. This is just in addition to what you're already probably doing. And it's just you committing to yourself to put your mental wellness first.
Wow. And as an entrepreneur and definitely a solopreneur, like reading that aloud to yourself, I think would be really, really impactful. I have some things like a handwritten, you know, have handwritten that when I come in the office, like I'm saying each day. And I think that is something that really helps balance your mental wellness, because there are, like you said, imposter syndrome, fear that creeps up, that those thoughts kind of slide into your mind. So then you need some good things to kind of counteract that. We see your comments coming on through. Thank you. Tia said, that is nice. That's nice. Yes. You can order that, soulriseessentials.com, soulriseessentials.com. Are you going to be anywhere locally? I saw you were down at VCU. Shout out to Virginia Commonwealth University, my alma mater, VCU. Yes, my alma mater. Are you going to be anywhere locally or coming up, or literally people can just jump over to Soul Rise?
So right now in the winter months, I'm not as active in like outside because it's a little cold.
Yeah.
But there are a couple more markets that I may be able to do before the year's out. I'm not sure just yet. So what I always tell people is to just go to soulriseessentials.com. There'll be a pop-up. You can get on our text or email list. But if I were you, I would go on the email list to find out where we'll be doing our pop-ups. And we always do special pricing for the in-person events. But the easiest way to shop is soulriseessentials.com.
There you go. Thank you so much, Sonia, over on YouTube. Love It is teaching self-compassion. Yeah. Absolutely. And I absolutely think that solo entrepreneurs need that, because we are so, you know, we're hard on ourselves a lot of times. And some of that is societal pressure or expectations and all of that. So thank you. Thank you for that. Chandra Love Smith said, congratulations to you. So
thank you
over in our Facebook community saying congratulations to you. Oh my goodness. So you also got recently featured in some media. I love to like go check guests out on their Instagram, because Instagram like tells you all the things. Yeah. And so you got some media coverage and any other type of media you had the opportunity to be featured in?
I've been really blessed in that department. In my first year of business, I made it to the news a couple times. It's just been like, what in the world? So a lot of our local news channels have been able to pick up my story and talk about my merchandise. I'm on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Hey, add me to the list.
Yeah, you're on my list. I actually will be posting something soon, but I'm pretty sure you know Barry Farmer. I've been on the show recently, and I was able to do a commencement speech at a local private high school back in June, and I had just put myself out there as a public speaker at the beginning of this year. That was actually one of my milestone goals in the NASDAQ entrepreneurial program.
Yes.
And so I was just amazed by that. Other than that, like local podcasts, even some national ones, there's this woman by the name of Elaine Sugar that I met on Clubhouse, and I've been able to speak at her national, actually, is it worldwide event?
It's online. Yeah, look, like we international too. Like we have people listening from Bahamas and
oh, all. I love that. MAPS Global events as well as a speaker too.
Okay. And you want a pitch competition. So can you explain what a pitch competition is and like what was cool, you know, the cool things about that?
Yeah, so going back to VCU, Virginia Commonwealth University, they have this awesome entrepreneurship program, and they just released or just opened up, I think maybe this year or last year, don't quote me on that, but it's called the VCU Shift Retail Lab. And so I was chosen, I've been there for about 3 months now to, you know, essentially merchandise my things on their shelves. So I have some retail space at the store, but with the program, they teach you how to pitch. They teach you about design thinking. They teach you about the business canvas model. And I know some of y'all are like, what is all this stuff? But it's entrepreneurial lingo, but it's those are things that I was able to learn. And pitching your business, essentially, you may be pitching to investors. You may be pitching to people that you just want to garner their support. It's essentially an elevator pitch. And sometimes it can be longer than that. So just learning how to talk about your business, how to formulate that message. And I was able to pitch there for the first time. They taught me how to do it. And I won first place there. It was kind of like a practice thing. Uh-huh. And then I would say about a month after I learned, I applied for a pitch competition for Jack Daniels event. It was called Make It Count for Black Entrepreneurs. And they were giving away money to Black entrepreneurs. And so I pitched last minute. They called me the same day for the pitch. And I had to get everything together because my pitch for VCU was a little shorter. Jack Daniels was calling for, I think, a 3-minute pitch. So I had like extended from like 30, 60 seconds to 3 minutes. And so I did it the same day and I was able to win second place.
With the money. Yes. Yeah. Also, congratulations. So listen, get it, girl. You're doing amazing things. We love it. Nothing but love from our audience. So as we wrap up, the final question I have for you is something that we ask all of our guests. The goal of the show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we want to know what continues to motivate you.
Ooh, so the goals that I have for my life and my legacy and my family excite me. You know, just even like I said earlier, just revisiting some things from my past. I just this past weekend was able to go back to my hometown and I realized, you know, growing up in things, you don't know what you know, right? All you know is what you know, essentially is what I'm trying to say. So I come from a very small town in Augusta, Georgia. And I went back and I saw the old homes that we lived in. We lived in a motel for years.
Wait, I'm from Georgia. I was born in Milledgeville, Georgia.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Okay. Another girl like me.
And,
in my city, I'm not sure how big your city was, but it's very small. And I did not realize we lived in a motel. I'm talking about for years. And so I went back and I just, you know, revisited these places. And so that little girl in the motel is what inspires me. My son that graciously came down here
made his appearance.
He is my motivation. I want him to be exposed to opportunities, to generational wealth, to traveling, to good schools. That's my motivation. And also this entrepreneurship journey has afforded me the opportunity schedule-wise to just spend time with my child, you know, hands-on. And I will be honest, there's a lot of sacrifice on the other end of that as well. Yeah. But if I want to pick my son up early, you know, after a doctor's appointment and take him to the park and ice cream, I can do that. Yeah. You know, so just the family and freedom aspect of that is what motivates me, because I see people like you and people like Sharice Jones and other people in Richmond that have done it. And so I'm like, I'm doing it too, you know, so that's my motivation as well.
Wow. Well, we salute you. Thank you for being here. And I didn't even tell you, you heard me in the intro say our season finale show for 2023. So I think this is such a great, great wrap up. And I know, like, literally, you probably can get some things out before Christmas, right? So if you all saw something or you see something, soulriseessentials.com, business spotlight here, go check them out. And you could get it before Christmas and impact an entrepreneur. Thank you, Christine, for being here. Hello, Chaitanya. Thank you for being here as well, Ms. Parker. It is a wrap. We are excited that we got to feature you on episode 716, and we look forward to many more huge and dynamic things. I think we met at the Metropolitan. When did we meet?
We met in person, because I've been following you for a while. We met in person at the Black Street Conference.
Yes. Okay. I felt like it was before, but yes. So it's always good to like meet like real people in like real life. So
I saw you at the NASDAQ thing as well. We were virtually together.
Yes. Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you for being here, and much more success to you.
Thank you, Charlotte.
You're welcome. All right. This was such like an awesome wrap up for our 2023 season. Listen, you can go to Charvette.com. If you're like, oh, I need to send this to someone, they need to watch this, they need to listen to this, Charvette.com is the best place to go because it has the audio, it has the video, it has all the things. And it also has all of the links for our guests. So go follow her on Instagram, follow her on Facebook. We've tagged in all of the places. And you can go exactly to soulriseessentials.com. Like if you're on Charvette.com, the link is right there. If you're listening to the podcast down below, the links are right there. It makes it nice and easy access. Thank you. Yes. Cheers to bigger and better in 2024. And I wish that and hope that for all of our entrepreneurs, for all of our listeners and all of our viewers, and certainly Mitchell Productions, the sponsor of this show, is anticipating bigger and better things. Thank you, Cookie, for always being in the audience all of the time and all of those. Even if you're like, this was my first episode, or for those of you who are like, she on episode 713, I know I done heard 200 of the episodes. Listen, we are grateful to have all of you here. It is a wrap. We'll see you all in January. We'll see you next year. 2024 will open up on the first Tuesday in the new year with amazing shows. Until we meet again, peace and love. Bye.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.